tonight's a miracle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Reka dusenge.
Father in heaven.
Data uri mwijuru.
Thank you for
urakoze.
What you are doing tonight.
Kubyo giye gukora iri joro.
Right here in Musanze.
Hano I Musanze.
We are grateful for your power, Lord Jesus.
Turagushimye kumbaraga zawe.
Your mercy.
Kumbabazi zawe.
Your salvation.
Kugakiza kawe.
And your healing.
No gukiza kwawe.
We lift our hands to you.
Tuzamuye amaboko imbere yawe mwami.
Touch every life today. Save everyone tonight. By your mighty power. We are grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. If you have a seat, you may be seated. If not, you are blessed. Tonight, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of
Musanze
for welcoming us to your beautiful city. This is a really beautiful city. Our only problem here is that we have not yet seen any gorillas. But we are hoping to see one in town. We have to go to the mountain. Wow.
Ah.
What a blessing. Tonight, I want to share with you some good news. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So my short message is entitled, Something Good is Going to Happen to You. Something good is going to happen to you. They don't say amen when you say. Something good. Many people are expecting something bad. But I came to prophesy something good for Rwanda. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Is our scripture tonight. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of
Nazareth,
who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So this scripture in the Bible tells us that Jesus went about doing bad things. Jesus went about doing bad things. Good or bad? Good. How do you say good?
Jesus.
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 Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Ego.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Good.
Good. Jesus.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus' work is to go around doing good.
Yes, murimo we nukugenda hose akora byiza.
So tonight,
Mugoro,
Jesus is passing through Musanze to do something good for you.
Uyu mugore Yesu akimusanze akora ibyiza kubgawe.
Jesus is passing through Musanze to do something good for you.
Yesu akimusanze akora ibyiza kubuzima bgawe.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you want Jesus to do something good for you? Oh yeah?
Or Urabishaka? Yego cyangwa oya? Yego, yes.
Yebo is yes.
Yes, yeah.
Oh yeah is what?
No.
Oh yeah is no. Okay. Yebo.
Yego.
The devil,
umwanzi,
he goes around distilling, killing and destroying.
Umwanzi agenda yiba, yica, anarimbura.
But Jesus says,
I
have come that you will have a life and abundant life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when you meet some people, you have it's almost as if you have met the devil. Yes. When you meet some people, they will do something so bad to you, you never forget. It's as though you met the devil, and you regret ever seeing such a person. But the Jesus I am talking about, you will be very glad that you met this Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus will do always something good for you. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
no, neho.
What good thing will Jesus do for you? Will Jesus give you money? I don't know anybody that Jesus gave money to. Hey! Will Jesus give you jobs? I don't know anybody that Jesus gave job to when he came. Will Jesus give you electricity?
Yes.
I don't remember Jesus connecting electricity to Jerusalem.
Hey.
Hey. Will Jesus give you a new president?
Yes.
I don't remember Jesus giving, changing politics. Jesus didn't do any politics. Jesus didn't do any politics. Hey. Hey. So what good thing there are?
No,
Jesus is going to build a university for you.
Yes,
he
just built a university. Aza.
I don't remember. Do you remember any university?
Muri waka muri biyano Yesu built university.
University of Nazareth.
Hari university in Nazareth Yesu just built.
University of Galilee.
Hari university in Galilee Yesu just built.
University of Jerusalem.
Hari Yesu hari university ya Jerusalem Yesu built.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't remember Jesus going to build a primary school for anybody. Do you have any primary school for Jesus? Huh? Bethlehem Primary School. No!
Oh yeah!
Hey! So if Jesus is not giving us school, primary school, university, electricity, hospital, aha! Do you remember Jesus provided a gynecological hospital? Jesus made a hospital for women. No!
Oh yeah.
So,
no, ne.
This Jesus, what good thing is he coming to do?
No, ne se ibyiza aje gukora byari bi.
Today I want to show you something good.
Uyu munsi
only Jesus can do for you.
Yesu yakoze wenyine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to read a story to you from the Bible.
Yego soma inkuru muri Bibiliya.
In John chapter 8,
Yohani chacha munani,
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
Yesu aja kumusozi.
And early in the morning, the scribes and Pharisees brought him a woman taken in adultery. And they set the woman in the midst of all the people. And they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. That means when they caught her, she was naked. Wow.
Hey.
The Pharisees caught her naked. And they told her, put on your panties, put on your clothes. We are going to church. Hey. Now when they came to Jesus, they said, Moses in the law commanded us that such a person should be stoned, but what sayest thou? Then this they said, tempting him that they might accuse him. So Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he could not hear them. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself. And he said to the pastors who had come to accuse him. The one pastor who is without sin should be the first person to go and pick one stone.
Hey.
Hey. Now when the pastors heard it, pastors in those days were called scribes and Pharisees. Those days they were called, like these days we call reverend, pastor, doctor, bishop,
deacon.
They call them Pharisee, Sadducee, scribe.
Hey.
And then he stooped down again and wrote on the ground. And the pastors who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, one by one, they went away, beginning at the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman was standing with him. All the pastors were ready to kill the woman. So Jesus told them,
yes,
you pastors, the ones who are clean, you know you are very clean, take the stone as a leader, throw it.
Hey.
So the oldest pastor, he remembered 1973. Hey. He remembered
1978.
He remembered 1982. So many things that he has done. He told his friend, I've just got a WhatsApp from my wife. I have to go to the house to check something. The second one said, I've got a WhatsApp. My church member is not well. I have to go and visit. Another one looked at his phone and he said, "Hey,
my,
I have to go to my daughter's school this morning." Another one looked at his phone. He said, I'm fasting today, so I need to go for prayer. All the pastors ran away. And Jesus was left alone with the woman. And Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman. And he said to her, "Woman, where are those your accusers? Has no man condemned you?" And she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Neither do I condemn you. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus said,
"Yes, sir,
I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I want you to know, Jesus has come to do something good. What good thing did he do for this woman? What good thing did he do? He forgave her her sins. He forgave her sins. Yes. He said, "I don't condemn you. I forgive you." Then he said, "I'm the light of the world." Yes. Jesus is the only one who can bring peace.
Yes, no, you know, Zana Mahoro.
Do you know if these people had killed the woman? If they had killed the woman that day, you know the woman has a brother? Brother in town. The woman has a mother. That woman has a sister. That woman has an uncle. That woman has a cousin. That woman has a husband. Has a boyfriend. Has a child. All the people who were connected to the woman, when they killed the woman, they will never forget it. Yes. So Jesus stopped bloodshed.
Yes,
Jesus prevented bloodshed.
Yes,
that is why he said, "I am the light of the world. I am the one who can bring peace to the world." Yes. So Jesus always does something good.
Yes,
and that day, he forgave the woman. And today, he's going to do something good for you. I said he's going to do something good for you. Amen.
Amen.
What is he going to do for you? He's going to forgive you for your sins. Yes. That is a very good thing that Jesus is coming to do for you.
Yeah.
How many sinners do we have in Musanze? If you are bad, lift your hand. Hey. Put down your hand. How many of you here are liars? If you are a liar in Musanze.
Ha.
Hey. What about the pastors on stage? All pastors who are liars, raise up your hand. Wow.
Hey.
Now, how many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born in this Rwanda? Hey. What about pastors on the stage? Only this side, I've never told any lies. The liars are on the left side. Right side are angels. Hey. Do you know the Bible says all liars will go to hell? That means that all of us here are going to hell.
Wow.
How many of you here have been jealous before? Jealousy. Jealousy. Since you were born. Hey!
Hey!
What about on the stage?
Ah,
this time it has affected everybody.
Hey!
You have remembered. 1973. So what do we have in Musanze? We have jealous liars.
Hey.
Now, all thieves, raise your hand if you are a thief. Raise. Look, wait, put down your hand. The police are here, so
you...
Police are watching you. All thieves, raise your hand. If you know you are a thief, raise your hand.
Hey!
You are too many to arrest. Or maybe the police are also lifting up their hand. Wow. What about the pastors on stage? How many of you have stolen something before? Only this left side have stolen something before. This side are angels. Wow.
Oh.
How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Your mother's food.
Hey.
You are just like me. I've stolen chicken from my wife's food. When she came, all the chicken was finished. Wow. So what do we have in Musanze? We have jealous liars and thieves. Hey! What about fornication? Fornication. Sleeping with somebody is not your... Some of you must raise your hand and your legs. All fornication, lift your hand, lift your hand.
Hey!
What about the pastors on the stage? Pastors, don't raise your hand, please. Don't raise your hand, please. The people are watching. Close your eyes and I will ask them. Close your eyes before I ask the pastor. You are not closing your eyes, so I will not ask you. Wow. So what do we have in Musanze? Many sins. Liars.
Ababeshi.
Thieves.
Abajura.
Jealousy.
Abanyeshari.
Fornication.
Abasambanyi.
What about fighting?
No, no, abarwana, bajyaga barwana nibande. Abarwana.
Hey! Tonight, I have good news for you. 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 Jesus will forgive you for your sins. Jesus will forgive you for your sins. Yes. Yes. Do you have prisons in Rwanda?
Prison.
Do you have prisons here? Yes. Have you been to visit somebody in a prison before? Do you know what are they praying for in the prison? When you see a prisoner, what is he praying for? Are they praying for wife?
No.
Are they praying for car? Are they praying for money? What are they praying for?
I was saying Richie. Release.
To be free.
Yes.
But why are they in the prison?
Because
of what they have done.
No,
their sins have locked them in the prison. Now, if human beings can make a prison in Rwanda to keep people, do you think God cannot make a prison to keep people in?
No,
it's a question. I need an answer. Do you think God cannot make a prison? There is a prison. There is a prison for human beings. It's called hell.
Yeah.
And there's fire there.
Hey.
The people there are burning. The people in Rwanda prison, are they burning in fire?
No.
Some are drinking cold water. Eating food three times a day. In prison. Yes. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Yeah. You know, human courts. Human courts. The judgments are so many types. They say, you go to prison for 5 years. You 35 years.
You
12 years. You go for 6 years. You go for life imprisonment. And life in prison is 35 years or so.
Yeah.
But God has only one. The wages of sin is only one, is death. Only one. Punishment. For your sins. Is death. Yes. So tonight I have very good news for you. Jesus,
yes,
is ready to forget, to forgive, to wash, to clean all your sins. Tonight, if you receive him as your Savior. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes. Jesus said,
yes,
come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, I will give you rest. What heavy burden was he talking about? Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. What is it a suitcase? Is it a bag? Is it a stone? No.
Oh, yeah.
It is the burden of your sins. Yes. burden of your sins. You know there are some people, they can't sleep in the night because of what they have done. Yes. They can't sleep. They remember their sins. And they'll be screaming, they'll be sweating in the night. But there is good news. There is good news. Jesus says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And how is Jesus going to forgive you for your sins? The night before he died, he took a cup like this, and he said, this is my blood. My blood. You know? Do you have coconut in Rwanda?
No, don't have.
But do you know coconut?
Coconut.
Coconut. How do you say coconut? Coconut. You see it by the sea, by the beach. My father, he likes coconut. One day my mother called me to come and look at something. She showed me my father's shirt. There was brown things on the shirt. She told me, your father, he likes drinking coconut like this. And the coconut goes on the shirt. But when it goes on the shirt, and you wash it, it doesn't go. Yes. It doesn't go away. Omo, what soap do you have here?
Omo.
Key soap.
What
soap? Mention your soaps. Sunlight.
Yeah, we have it.
Ariel. You wash it, it will never go.
Niyo akure shomo changu ni sabune hibjavaho.
Hey. That is how your sin is.
Nikubjavjo imesi.
It will never go. When you wash it with water.
Niyo akure shamazi na gubjavaho.
Nothing can wash your sins. If you've killed somebody, nothing can wash it. If you've stolen, nothing can wash it. If you told a lie, nothing can wash it. If you are a thief, nothing can wash it. Only one thing can wash it. Only one thing can wash it. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Is the only thing that can wash away your sins. Yes. And that is why God sent Jesus. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for us at the age of 33 and not at the age of
70?
Jesus could have gone to India to preach. Because recently I went to India and I saw a church built by Thomas, the disciple of Jesus. And that means that if Thomas could go to India, Jesus could have also gone to India. But Jesus preaching cannot wash your sins. What can wash your sins and my sins is his blood.
Yesu ubutumwa Yesu yabwirije ntabwo bwari kweza umunyabyaha icyaha keretse amaraso yonyine niyo agomba kweza umunyabyaha.
There was no need for Jesus to continue preaching. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Unless there is blood,
keretse amaraso gusa
agomba kumeneka. And Jesus shed his blood to do something good for you, to heal you, to forgive you. Tonight, look at my hand, look at my hand. I came to invite you to Jesus. I'm telling you, many of you are religious. When they ask you which church you go, you will say this church, this church. That is how I was. Me, I used to go to church, but I was not a Christian. Oh, yes. My father made me go to church. A lot of people, they go to church, but they are not born again. Yeah. You know, my son is a doctor. And I am also a doctor. But I cannot transfer being a doctor to my son. He himself has to go to school and suffer and do exams. But you don't transfer doctorship. Christianity is like that. You don't transfer Christianity.
Yes.
Your mother may be a Christian, but it doesn't transfer to you. Some of you, you are saying, my family is from this church. Christianity is, you cannot transfer it to your family. Yes, you cannot. You yourself need to bow your knees to Jesus. You yourself need to give your life to Jesus. You have to humble yourself and take Jesus as your Savior. That is what Jesus wants to do for you. Many people have died in Rwanda, but they have just taken the lead. In the next 50 years, most of us here will not be around. We'll go and join them. Where will you be? In heaven or in hell? Jesus died for you.
Yes, you are not feeling it.
To forgive you. And tonight, he sent me to invite you. Don't trust in your religion, Don't trust that, I'm a church man. Open your heart tonight and come to Jesus and say, Jesus, tonight I receive you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I give my heart to you. He shed his life for you. Yes. Nobody killed him by force. He gave himself. He said it the day before. He said, this is the last time I'm drinking
it.
It's finished. I will not drink it again. Tomorrow, I'll give my life for the remission of the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to receive Jesus tonight? How many want to receive Jesus tonight? Jesus loves you.
Yes, anakukunda.
Jesus cares for you.
Yes, anakuitaho.
And Jesus wants to change your life.
Yes, anakuidru muzima mgawe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want to pray with you.
Dashaku sengira.
Jesus didn't come to bring a university.
Yes, anakuwe Jesus anakuza na university mu Rwanda.
Or electricity.
Changa mashanyarazi.
Or primary school.
Changa ama primary amashuri.
Or hospital.
Changa ibitaro.
He came to forgive you.
Yaje kuwabarira.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That is why God sent his son. Tonight, Jesus will do something good. What he did for me, he will do for you. That's why I came to Rwanda. To tell you, come out of religiosity and come to Jesus in a real way. In a real way. Everybody stand up.
Hallelujah.
Close your eyes. If you are here
tonight
and you want Jesus to wash your sins away with his blood, and you want to be born again tonight, you want to say, Pastor, Evangelist, I heard you preaching, help me today. I want to take Jesus in a real way. And I want my sins to be forgiven. Jesus will do something good for you tonight. If you are here and you want Jesus to come into your heart and to wash away your sins, then lift your right hand up high.
Like this.
And if you want to receive Jesus and you have lifted up your hand to receive Jesus to die,
then
I want you to come forward with your hand lifted up. Just walk forward here.
Right.
Come. Come to the front. I'm
going
to pray for you. Come with your hand. With your hand lifted up. Come, quickly. Come all the way. I want to give my life. I want Jesus to forgive me. Keep your hand up and come quickly. If you are serious, if you mean it, come and stand in the front. Stand in the front. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Please allow the people to come. Jesus is changing your life. Jesus is changing
Musanze.
Jesus is changing Rwanda. God's power is here. God's power is here. Okay, there's no more space.
On this side.
There's no more space. So just lift your hand wherever you are. And let us pray. Just lift your hand wherever you are. If you want to receive Jesus. Those in front, those at the back, everywhere. And let us pray. Very important prayer. Say Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Oh God.
Oh mana.
I am a sinner. I am a dirty sinner. I have done many bad things. I have told lies. I have stolen. I have fought. I have killed. I have been jealous. Oh Jesus.
Oh yes.
Please forgive me for all my sins. From tonight, please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I give my life to God. No, I cannot hear you. I give my life to God. From tonight, I give my life to Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Yes, mami.
Come into my heart. Change me. Change me. From tonight, I am turning around. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for forgiving me, for all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Say it again. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is John. My name is whatever.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, all of you stand up here. All of you here stand up. Now, everybody lift up only one finger like this. Everybody. No talking. Say after me, Satan! Satan, in the name of Jesus! Listen very carefully. Satan, from tonight, I will not follow you again.
Satan, since on your book, Richira, where are you? No,
Satan, from tonight, I will not obey you again.
Satan, since on your book, where are you? No,
Satan, from tonight, me and you is finished.
Satan in Genawa, tu arajis on yishe.
I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. I will follow Jesus Christ. Now lift your two hands up high. Everybody lift your hands, say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah,
for saving me tonight. Wave your two hands with your book. Take your book.
Take your book.
Everybody, take your book. Everybody, lift your book up. Wave your two hands. Say, Jesus. Jesus. I will follow you. I will obey you. For the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus. For saving me tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are excited that Jesus has saved you tonight with his blood?
Wow.
Hallelujah. Tonight, there are angels writing down the names of Rwandans in heaven tonight.
Hallelujah.
I said, tonight angels are writing down your name in the book of life.
Uyu munsi none Yesu amarayika arimo arandika amazina mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Doctor, you have an announcement?
Yes. Tomorrow morning,
ejo mu gitondo rero,
we are having another powerful conference here. All of you who are born again, who have prayed this prayer, make sure you are here at 7 o'clock. The word of God is going to be preached powerfully. We had one this morning. And the word of God will preach again tomorrow morning for all of us here.
Amen.
Tingabo, stop flying your drone. You are disturbing.
Yes.
Tingabo, off with your drone. Yes. It's disturbing. Listen, no one should move now. No one should move now. Because we are now going to pray for the sick. No one, look.
People,
don't move, please. We have not closed. We were going to close in about 10 minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are going to close in about 10 minutes. But before we close, I am going to pray for the sick. And God is going to do miracles. God is going to do miracles.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Now Jesus does always something good.
Yes,
and one of the good things is that he will heal your life. How many want Jesus to heal you tonight? Oh yes.
Oh hallelujah.
Now wherever your sickness is, no one should move. This is the holy moment. No one should move now, please. When you move now, you are disturbing somebody. Put your hand wherever your sickness is.
No.
Jesus is a healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Father,
Data,
thank you.
Urakoze.
For your mighty power in this stadium.
Angaha.
I bind afflictions and devils in the name of Jesus. Pain. I say to you, go. Demons.
Satani na wadaimoni.
I say to you, go. Wickedness. I say to you, go. I cast out sickness. I cast out devils. In the name of Jesus. Demons are coming out of people. Demons are coming out of people. Right now. Right now. It's happening. Anybody who is falling down or screaming or rolling, bring the person to me in the front on this side. Anybody who falls down, carry the person here. Put your hand wherever the sickness is right now. There's power here. There's power here. Satan's yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. The curse that followed you here.
One.
The curse that followed you here is not going home with you. It is not going home with you. Whatever chains you came here with, you are going home without it. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive it. Snake bite is healed. Eyes are opening. Ears are opening. You couldn't walk. You are receiving strength. Receive it now. in the name of Jesus. Everybody lift your hands and thank God. Thank God. Beautiful. He's a healing
Jesus.
Thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for your miracle tonight. Many things are happening. Thank you, Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Oh, a healing Jesus.
Usa meu coca, usa minha mão, meu coroa. Hallelujah.
Jesus, lift your hand and thank God. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus.
Usa minha mão, meu coroa.
Jesus is healing you in Jesus' name right now. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. For your power. For healing power. Thank you, Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's healing you. He's healing you.
Yes, Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name. Close your eyes. Father, thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for many, many things you have done. Healing many people tonight. Wherever you are standing, God's power is with you.
Now,
tonight, if God has done something for you, check yourself. Maybe you couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Maybe you couldn't see. But now God has done something. Maybe you were in pain. Jesus is healing you. Wherever you are. If God has done something for you, how many have been touched by God tonight? How many have been touched by God tonight? How many can sense that God has touched your life tonight? Now, I want you to check yourself. Wherever you are standing. Maybe you had a pain. Maybe you had a problem. But right now, you can see that it's gone.
Yes.
And God has healed you. That it's gone. That the pain is gone. The problem is gone. Wherever you are. If God has healed you. God has done something for you tonight. Or maybe you were healed even in the morning. Wherever you are. If God has healed you, come to the front here. Walk quickly. Lift your hand and walk to the front here. I want to pray for you again. And take your testimony. Quickly, come this way.
Come.
Allow them to come, please.
Hallelujah.
God has done something for you. Come. Nobody. This is the time.
Tabuka.
This is a miracle time. Something fantastic is happening. God's power is here. Miracles are happening. If God has healed you, come. It's very important. I need to pray with you. And I need to take your testimony. Wherever you are. If God has healed you. If God has touched you. Come to the side here. Come quickly. Many things are happening. There is somebody here. You couldn't see. But now you can see. You couldn't hear. But now, your ears have opened. Jesus has healed you. Receive it now. Come. Come quickly. Jesus,
yes,
is doing wonders.
Wonders.
Miracles are happening. Now listen. Look at me, everybody. No one should walk unless you are coming. Somebody here, you couldn't see. God has opened your eyes. Come. Somebody had a lamp in the breast. God is healing women tonight. God is healing women tonight. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Many things are happening. Tonight is only the second night. But Jesus is here right now. Put your hand on your heart. I want to pray for you. Anybody screaming, falling, bring the person this way. Carry the person this way.
Yeah.
Power is here. Something is happening. Now put your hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. Put your hand on your heart. I want to just pray with you right now. Father, thank you for all these wonderful people. Your power is working right now. Close your eyes. Father, thank you. Your power is working right now. Heal every life. Change every life. Do wonders in every family. When we go back home to the house, whatever is tormenting anyone here, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I release you from the curse, from the bondage, from the wickedness of Satan. Be free in Jesus' name. Now everybody lift your hands. Thank God for freedom from the curse and the works of the devil. Thank God right now. Wonderful things are happening.
Oh,
amazing miracles, evangelist. This lady has not been able to hear in this left ear for 22 years. 22 years.
Wow.
She only hears in this right ear. But tonight the power of God
touched
her ear when you prayed. She put her hand on this left ear and it popped open by the power of God. Healing the deaf and hearing.
My God is good.
My
God is good. My God is good. My God is good. Everything that I'm going to blow.
Wow. Young lady. Why are you happy?
Nichi yitumye unezerwa. It is the miracle the Lord has done to me because I've not been hearing for the last 22 years.
22 years.
The Lord has done a miracle and I feel very well.
Wow.
Praise be unto your God for that which you've done tonight.
Wow.
And in the morning I will be here also.
Wow. Is it not amazing? How did her ear get open? I don't know you. Have I talked to you before?
Oh yeah.
No. Hey. So something touched her. Where were you standing?
Over here, in front.
Wow. That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a shout. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this old lady is 67 years old. When she was
18
years, she got married. Immediately after her marriage, she couldn't walk. She was bent double. Has been using this stick since she was 18 years and got married. Bent like that. Yes. She was bent like that.
Let her show us how she used to be before. Tell her to show us how she
used to be. This is how she was walking. My knees were in terrible pain many years ago.
And she said that little children were laughing at her. That you are not old, but you are holding a stick. Old people were laughing at her.
Wow.
That she is not old and she's holding a stick.
Is it true? Is it true?
I feel tonight the Lord has done something. It is true. It is true indeed. It is true. I love to serve the Lord and I was I feel my body is strong.
Walk, let's see. Walk and let's see. Jesus is a wonderful healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu chiza kandi ni Yesu mwiza.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, you mentioned somebody had a lump in their breast. This lady had a lump in this breast, left right breast, for 4 years. She has been to King Faisal Hospital back and forth. Scheduled to have surgery. She came tonight and she placed her hand on that breast. After the evangelist prayed, that lamp has vanished in the name of Jesus. Is it true, Nukuri?
If you know Nukuri, Mada.
Praise
be to God, I have no pain in my breast.
I started
going to the hospital in 2010 to school and work. And I went to King Faisal Hospital. I was no longer able to hold my hoe and to dig, but now I'm able to do so.
Hallelujah! Are you
has disappeared?
Are you happy?
I am very happy. Praise be unto the Lord.
Wow. And the lamp is disappeared.
Yes.
Disappear.
I have no problem in my breast at all.
No problem in her breast. Now, I want to tell you something, those of you who are not doctors. When it comes to breasts, the patient is the best person to point where the lamp is. Sometimes when you go to the doctor, he will ask you, show me where it is. Yes. Because one of the breast lamp is called breast mouse. It moves.
Mouse. Imbeba.
Imbeba. Breast imbeba.
Yes.
Breast imbeba. How do you say breast?
Ibere.
Ibere imbeba.
Mouse.
Ibere imbeba. Breast mouse.
Ibere.
A mouse imbeba. Inside the breast. It moves.
Imbeba iri mwibere irasanga itembera mwibere.
Imbera imbeba. Wow.
Luwe luwe luwe.
Luwe.
Luwe luwe.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, something, a mass was here.
Hard a what?
As, a mass, hard as a stone.
Mass?
Yes.
Ari chibyimba yarafite kimeze nk'ibuye kiri muri icyo gice arimo gushizaho urutoki.
She's been to the hospital several times.
Inshuro nyinshi yagiye kwa muganga.
Given medicine several times.
Yafashe imiti kenshi.
But tonight, evangelist,
uyumugoroba muvuga butumwa,
when you prayed,
igihe wasengaga,
to her amazement,
yatangajwe nuko
the thing has disappeared and the place is soft.
Ikintu cyari kirimo cyagiye arumva horohereye.
Is it true?
Ibyo ni ukuri.
Habaga mikibyimba kenshi na kenyeraga nda bakambira ngo ndatwite ntayo mfite.
It appeared as though I was pregnant. There was something very strong and big in my stomach.
Wow, doctor, this is a doctor from Ghana. He's a lecturer in a medical school.
You know muganga ninu mwarimu muri kaminuza.
A hard mass down here.
Yes.
Icyo kibyimba gikomeye hasi aha.
Yes. It's uterine fibroid.
Ni kibyimba kiba mu nda y'umugore.
Sometimes it could also be a tumor of the ovary.
Ari nubwo kiba ari kibyimba kiba mu nda ibyara.
How do you say ovary in Kirwanda?
Inda ibyara.
Inda ibyara.
Yes.
And womb, how do you say uterus? Womb. The womb.
Inda.
Inda.
Yeah.
Inda.
Yeah.
And how do you say fibroids?
Ichibjimba.
Ichibjimba.
Yeah.
By the time I leave, I'll be speaking Kirwanda.
Zagera kuva hano uvuga ikinyarwanda.
Is it gone?
Uruva cyagiye?
Na kirimo.
There's nothing at all.
Wow! Hallelujah!
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, mama, hey Yahweh.
I don't know if you can imagine what Jesus has done for this girl, because to cure her in the hospital, she has to lie down on the table, cut open with blood, a lot of blood, to cut out the things, the mass, before we sew it again. How old are you, my dear?
27 years.
27. Eish. 27. Father, thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a shout of praise. Doctor,
God is healing partial deafness here in Musanze.
Imana, irimira zibura namatwi hani Musanze.
What happened?
Wabaichi muko.
Numvise norohewe.
I felt suddenly better.
What was wrong with you? What happened to you? Tell us.
I have for the last 3 years out of school because I couldn't hear very well.
Wow. And what happened tonight?
I felt I can hear very well.
Now she can hear. Oh, wow. Come, my dear, don't cry. Jesus is doing something. This lady is crying because Jesus has healed this lady. She couldn't hear, so she couldn't go to school.
For 3 years.
And Jesus has touched her. You can hear now.
I hear well.
I hear well.
Well.
Why don't you give Jesus a shout of
praise?
You know, I told you that Jesus will always do something good for you.
You
know, I cannot heal anybody. If I could heal people, I would go to King Faisal Hospital and discharge everybody. I can only pray for people and watch Jesus healing people.
Hanyuma
ngategereje Yesu ari ukore.
Vuga Yesu. Vuga Yesu. Vuga Yesu. Vuga Yesu. Vuga Yesu.
Olivia.
Evangelist, she could not see well.
Ni ashoraga kubona neza.
When she sees one person,
iyo yabonaga umuntu umwe,
it appears in three persons.
Yamubonagamo batatu.
She sees three of you.
Akabona batatu umuntu umwe.
For 5 years. Evangelist, the Lord has cured her.
We take her,
now she's seeing perfectly.
Arumva arimo kubona neza.
Nukuri.
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 It is true.
What happened to your eye?
Amaso yawe yabayiki?
Amaso yange mugiye badusengeraga bambwira ngo mfate kumaso nukaje kumaso numva nkumuyenda mbona ndareba neza.
When you were praying, you asked us to touch our eyes. And suddenly after your prayer, I could see.
Wow.
I had an inscription for glasses and I couldn't afford.
And was she saying 2 and 3? Was she said that?
I would see 3 in 1.
How many am I now?
One person.
Doctor, is there? This is a doctor. Is there a sickness where you see 2 people?
Yes.
It's called diplopia.
Yes, diplopia.
How do you say diplopia in Kiruanda? Diplopia.
I don't know.
You don't know. Diplopia.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a medical condition.
Come this way, my dear. Thank you, Jesus, for your power to
us. Oh,
Muhammadati. Oh, Muhammadati. Oh, Siaponga Jesus. Siaponga Goya Mayesu. Siaponga Jesus. Siaponga.
Evangelist, this is how this girl used to walk before.
This is how she was walking.
She had pain in the knee and in the groin.
Yababaraga ahamu mavi na hangaha muruchenyerero.
Tell her to show us how she was walking before.
Yes.
Good. And now.
No, na hasemi mezebi.
The power of God touched her.
Imbaraga zimana za
mukozo. Come, let's see. Come on.
Tembe ruji haria.
Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe.
Jesus jende come jende jende.
Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe.
Are you surprised?
Urumva tangaye.
Ingo.
Yes.
Ingo. Ingo. Hey. Why are you Ingo?
Nichi, gitumye utangara.
Nuko nyiza ubugwayi nari mfite nurutse mu mavi nkageze impande y'ibi mu rukenyerero.
Because my sickness and my pain has gone all the way from the knee up until this point here.
Wow.
My pain has gone.
Come on, come.
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Papa.
Tomorrow night is the last night.
Ezo niwe mugoroba wa nyuma.
The Bible says on the third day Jesus stood up.
Bibiliya ivuga ngo ku munsi wa gatatu Yesu yarahagurutse arazuka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tomorrow,
Ezo,
Jesus is going to do 10 times more wonders here.
Yesu azakora ibitangaza inshuro 10.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow everybody must come to the stadium with 10 people from your house. How many are going to come with somebody from your house? Tomorrow is the last night. Olivia, what is happening to this baby?
Evangelist, this little girl has been reading this way. But tonight, for the first time, she's able to read.
Yes.
Let her, can she read?
Yes, she can read.
Read.
What is written?
Can
she see the letter?
Can she read English?
Okay, so she say the letters.
God.
She can see God. Imana.
Wow.
Sure.
Sure. She's speaking the words.
Wow.
Amen.
Beautiful.
So she used to read this way.
Now
she's reading like this.
This is an eye specialist. Come. What is this called when she puts
a
it like
that? A clear sign of high myopia. Extreme myopia. Short-sightedness.
Ni ikimenyetso kigaragara yuko ari umuntu urebera hafi niko babyita ndwara yo kurebera hafi.
Wow. It's a miracle, Bishop.
In your profession, do you call this a miracle?
It is a miracle.
Bishop.
Because she needs glasses. So it's a miracle.
Give Jesus a shout of praise.
Why is she dancing?
She
is very happy because she was diagnosed as having kidney infections. With severe pain at the back here. She came tonight in pain.
Because of high blood pressure. When I came here tonight, I was in too much pain. But tonight I feel I'm relieved and I'm strong.
Wow.
And I've visited many places, gone to churches. But I've never received my healing.
The
pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
I give thanks. I feel very clear.
Yes, ni wangu wasmawa milele.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow. Jesus is a healing Jesus. What is our grandmother saying?
Evangelist grandma left her stick in the crowd and came all by herself.
Uyu mukechu yarafite igiti twazaga ariko yagisize hariya uyu munsi ari hano.
It was here from the side to the leg.
Yababaraga kuva hariya hejuru ngo mwibere kugeza hano mu maguru.
3 years she was holding that stick.
Imyaka itatu agendera
kuri iyo mbago. And there she is.
Don't know the whole thing.
Doctor, what is happening? This young man has been suffering from severe pain at the back here, localized at the back here.
Uyu musore yaribwaga muri iki gice cyo mu mutwe kinyuma.
Tell us what happened to you.
Tubwire icyakubayeho muhungu.
Naribwaga kino gice cyo mu mutwe nkumva ari nk'ibintu by'intozi bigenda bizengurukamo. Rimwe na rimwe nkumva nakwiruka, ubwo nkumva nakweza nabanje nyine nkumva ndaremerewe cyane hano mu mutwe.
This part of my head was in too much pain. Sometimes,
Doctor, what is that called?
I would call occipital headaches. And it's also a kind of migraine.
No,
a variant of migraine. Occipital.
And it's usually characteristic of high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, hypertensive headaches from the back here. Yes.
No,
but it's gone.
Is it gone?
Urumva wachize?
Eh nakize rwose ubu ndikumva nta kibazo navugana na buri mwe wese kandi numvaga nta vugana
na
buri. But he says that he would not, sometimes he would feel isolated and termites running around his head and he had a sense of depression.
Jesus is doing something
yes,
good. Yesu
ari mara akora igitangaza mu buzima bwawe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Severe abdominal pain for 3 years.
Let them come to us.
Yarafite kuribwa mu gice
cya hepfo.
Kidney infection
heal.
Impshiko.
Many heal tonight. Many heals. Come on, let me pray for you.
Uze masengere.
Receive your healing.
Oh, yes.
Be healed.
Yes, yes.
Be healed. Receive your healing. Receive your touch.
Jesus.
Thank you for your power, Lord.
Receive strength.
Be healed.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus.
The heart of all.
Receive your healing, Jesus' name.
Yes.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Be healed. Be healed.
Yes.
Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Be healed.
There is hope.
Jesus, be healed. Be healed. By the blood. In the name of Jesus.
Blessed is he.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Jesus'
name. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus,
receive
for your
strength
power.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy.
Yes.
Be thank healed. You for your power, Lord.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for touching all these people.
Yes. Jesus
for your
name.
Mercy, Lord.
Receive your
Jesus'
healing.
Name.